Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, You Must Be Born Again. We shall take our Bible reading from John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I have just read from the King James Version. Dan Lardy was a very crooked and shrewd businessman. While working for the government, he engaged in several unethical dealings and made a lot of money off the books. He was so clever that he could not be prosecuted by the laws of the land, yet he used his position to unjustly enrich himself. During his time in government, he had a colleague who was a true believer. Dan Lardy was his supervisor and made life difficult for him because he refused to participate in the corruption that enriched others. Years later, after retiring from government service, Dan Lardy decided to build his own company. When it was time to hire, he surprised everyone. He refused to employ those who had been part of his corrupt dealings, even though they had been very close to him. Instead, he offered a position to the same Christian brother they had once persecuted. His friends were shocked and disappointed that he didn't want them in his new company. But Dan Lardy understood something. If you wanted to build a truly successful company, it could not be built with crooked people. It had to be built with people of integrity and character. Even crooked Dan Lardy understood the value of people who had character. God is the King of the eternal kingdom that owns and governs all creation. Though we may not see it with our physical eyes, His kingdom is real, present, active, and all around us. God's original plan was for man to be His sons, heirs of His kingdom. However, through the deception of Satan, man fell and became separated from God, falling short of His glory. This separation is what the Bible describes as spiritual death. Because of this, man cannot naturally perceive or enter God's kingdom. That is why Jesus said, "You must be born again." To be born again is to be born from above, to receive the divine nature of God. It is not merely moral improvement or behavioral adjustment, it is a spiritual transformation. When this new birth takes place, something changes within. Even before the resurrection, as we are being conformed into the image of Christ, the kingdom of God becomes progressively more real and tangible to us. As a result, you begin to see differently, desire differently, and live differently. Just as Dan Lardy knew that his company required people of integrity, God's kingdom is not built with the natural man. It is entered only by those who have been born again. Go into today reflecting on this truth. The kingdom of God is not accessed by effort, status, or intelligence, but by new birth. Prayer. Ask the Lord to deepen your understanding of the new birth and to cause the reality of His kingdom to become more tangible to you. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 12 to 14. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.